If you're taking notes, please label it sharing the gospel. And we hear a command in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So why? Well, we know that everybody has a sin problem, as it's stated in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, and that the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. So we know that we must share the gospel with everybody to save them from hell. And we must look to the Apostle Paul's example in relentlessness in sharing the gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10, it states that Paul is mocked for his long letters, weak bodily presence, and contemptible speech. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. Paul is 5 times beaten with 40 stripes. 3 times he's beaten with rods. Once he is stoned. And 3 times he is shipwrecked. He often faces sleeplessness, hunger and thirst. And he fasted often in cold and nakedness. So this man, he suffers persecution in almost every way imaginable for the sake of the gospel. And what we have to ask ourselves is, what hinders us from sharing? And you know, oftentimes, we have fear of judgment from others, fear of being inadequate, fear of a dirty look, fear of man. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Fear is not a sufficient excuse at all. We have to remember that we fear God more than we fear man. And this alone should motivate us to share the gospel no matter the circumstance. So one thing that may hinder us from sharing the gospel is, do we really believe in the gospel? So I want to tell you about a story. A couple weeks ago, I'm at the gas station. This young man, he comes up to me and he asks me, hey, sir, do you have a quick second? I want to sell you this product. So I'm like, sure, okay. He comes up to me. This is his cleaning product. He demonstrates the product to me. He explains it and it works. He shows me that I needed this product. And what made me buy this product was this man, he showed me I was lacking something. He showed me that he had a genuine care for me. He looked me in the eyes, and I could genuinely say this man believed in what he was selling. And I want to ask ourselves, do we believe in the gospel? So Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. The gospel has the power to save all man from hell. And if we truly believe the gospel, we'll face whatever circumstances, share it, no matter who it's with and no matter what the consequence is. And we must seek the lost like Jesus did. So in conclusion, 5 points. So God commands us to share his word with everybody. Number 2, sharing the gospel with the lost is our responsibility. Number 3, we must fear God more than man. And number 4, if you truly believe in the gospel, nothing will stop you from sharing it. And number 5, if you believe in the gospel, how far are you willing to go to share it with the lost? Thank you.